Okay, we are now up to Simen Kuf Tes Zayin, the bracha of Rafa'inu. So says the Mechaber, Rafa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafei, af agav da hakosuv liyochid, even though it's written in a Lashon Yochid, but Rafa'inu is plural, right? Ein mekanin oso l'rabim, right? We don't change it. Hani mili bizman shemiskavein lekros. When you're reading the pasuk, avakash omer oso derech tefila. But if you're changing it in a way of davening, not as reading a pasuk in Torah, with a caution and making requests from Hashem, then mutter, it's allowed to make the change. Says the Rama, umikom akom im omer mizmor shalom. You're saying the tehillim os l'shanos miloshen yochid l'rabim ol hefech. You can't change it from singular to plural or from plural to singular. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah now in Rifa'enu Hashem. Sivkot and Aleph, it says, Velo yomar Rifa'enu Hashem Elokeinu v'nei Rafei, don't add that in, ki lishna dekro hukach. The Pasuk actually is Rifa'eni Hashem ve'ei Rafei. Heal me Hashem and I will be healed. So tzorech loymar, another thing is cholei, betzeire halamed. That's the correct way to pronounce it. Yesh omrim shelo yomer re'ena v'anyenu. Please look and see our afflictions. Rak re'e v'anyenu. See our afflictions, without the word noah. Avraham Ogin Avraham, Ve'ele Rabba, V'shar Gidolim, Deiz Kosu, She'ein Lazuz Min HaMinhag, She'omrim Re'ei Noah Ve'anyenu. So that is Nusach Svard, right? That says that Re'ei Noah Ve'anyenu. Beis, a mekanin, to change it, Hu'adin, Shar Shinu. You can't make any other changes as well. Kigon, Min Midaber Ba'ado, Le Midaber Binochach, right? You can't change it to what's it called? Nochach is to the direct speaking. Chaf, I'm sorry, Nochach, Gimel. Derech Tefila, if you're doing this way of Tefila, it's allowed. V'yochel hispalel al cholim b'rifa'enu. You're allowed to make requests for cholim in the bracha of Rifa'enu. V'yomar Rifa no ploni ben plonis. Refuah shleim v'soch sha'ar choli Yisrael. Now the Dirshu points out in number one, to have this a set part of your regular davening every single day, you should not really make this a set part of it. It makes it part of like the way Chazal set up your Shmona Esrei, and that's not true. So you have to make it a something recognized when you're doing what actually is the requirement of davening, what the additional optional parts are. It brings you the source for this. You should, you know, not say it all the time. Take a small break, whatever it is. And then you go back and resume this. In Simon Kuf Yud Tes. Very sad case. The next one, v'cholas shaharoifim his yashu milarap o oso b'derech hateva. So God forbid you have a sick person who the doctors have al piteva given up any hope for them. Sehidrich v'shalom zaman orbach. What are you daven for? Shol harbos pativas rabim b'firsum. You should not make public tehillim gatherings for such a person that the doctors al piteva have given up hope. Sheim lo yanu b'tivilosam yesh luchush l'rifion chas v'shalom b'emuna. Because this could lead to weakening of a person's emuna. In it says, "La'inyan chole mesukan shesoyvel yisurim umitztair harbe." Person suffering tremendously. Ha'in mutal hispalish hakadosh baruch hu yitol es nishmaso. So you daven that Hashem should end this person's life. Very tragic case. So kosa b'shut shevet halevi from Rav Vosner. He brings here Sha'af Shaharan Minidarim. There is a Ran who says like this, he quotes the source and Daf Mem and Aleph, Kosov Shemotalis, Pala Batfila Kazu, you are allowed to daven for such a thing. Achkola Poiskim Lohi Violadina. People, the Poskim, the Halachic deciders do not bring this Ran the Halacha. Bibne Sha'inze Moser Bayad Kol Adam Ladas Imachol Bematov She
we don't know what it is. So really, what should we do? We should daven. We should mevakis rachmim on the person, and not daven that the person's life should chas v'shalom end. Ach mikol mochem kasher yira lefi roos einav she'ein kol tikva yitochin shemuta lahafsik mitzpalo refuaso. Not to daven the person's life should end, but to stop davening that the person should have a refua. That's a very tragic case, but that's what the Rav Shevet Halevi brings down in the name of the Ran, that it is brought this Pirush on the Dharm. Okay. Continuing now, there's a few more actually things here. In Deer Show 3, Talk Krishna Spala, Chola Kosu Beshut Zakan Aharon, Vadas Torah, Shitzarich Loimir Davka Es Shem Ha'aim. We say the mother's name, Shkain Mashman Bezohar, Vechain Mavur Gan Bezohar, Shemazkirin Shem Imo, Shehu Dover She'ein Bo Chashta. There's no concern about who the, we don't know who the father is, we know who the mother is. Vechain Mashman Medivre HaChazonish, and the stipler, Shuvah Laholon, V'chein HaMinag, Me'idach, Orach HaShulchan, Kosev, Sheyizkor, Shem Imo, O Shem Aviv, Shachole, you could do the mother's or the father's name, V'chein Mashma, B'medrash, Talpiot, Sheyesh, Lahazkir, Es Shem Ha'av. What do you do if you don't know? So, Orach Chazon Ish, Sheyomer, Es Shem Aviv. You say the father's name. Oh, but open acher shiadu shakavon lecholazer. Are you somehow conveying who you know it is? Kigon lahazkir shmo haprati v'shem mishpachto. Okay, ways of mentioning the family, something like that. V'chein elu shekoru al shemam b'sfas yiddish v'echlifu l'loshen hakodesh. So what happens if you know they have a yiddish name and no one knows what the real Hebrew name is? Hora chazon ish shespalim aleihem yish lahazkir es shem hayiddish. Bo hayu nikroim, what the name they're called by, v'chein es shem imam kefi shekoru lo b'yiddish. You call them the way that they are known. Okay. Then also the Mishnah Berurah had said that if you are in front of them, right, b'fon of ein tzarech lahazkir shmo, you don't have to mention the names. And Dirshu 4, it says, the hosif lekaman, sif simin kuf yudtes. Because what's the source of this? Shenemar kel nom refon olo. Right, that was Moshe's tefillah for his sister Miriam. Filo hiskir es shem Miriam. He doesn't mention Miriam's name. Abir orach hashulchan shma shetzorich lahazkir es shemo. The reason why we mention the chola's name, who kadei she had tefillah tiyeh brura, should be a clear, precise tefillah. V'chein b'fon of ein tzarech. If in front of the person, it's clear, it's obvious. V'chidush yachasim soifer hosivi adds on to this. Shvehazkaras shemo yish ketasis orus hadin alav. It could be arouse a judgment on the person. Af shemikol malkum korav l'schar beglal hatefillah. V'chein gishenimtza lifnei hachola ein tzarech lahazkir shemo. That's why if you're in front of the chola, you don't need to mention the name. V'zeh toiv l'chola. It's good for them. Meidach Prichodesh says, Kosov Shagam Bifanov, Im Rotze, if you want to, Yochel Haskir Shemo, you could bring it down. That was the opinion of Revel Yashav Zatzal as well. Okay, that was Sivkat and Gimel. So now Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Dalad Osir, Rotze Lomer, you can't change. Afilu Im Omro Derech Tefila, even if you're doing this through a Tefila, but you want to say the whole chapter of whatever it is, the Tilman, changing the Lashon from singular to plural, back and forth, whatever it is. Rosheena Omro Derech Tefila, you're not saying this as a way of Tefila. Gam Lahago Osir Afilu Pasuk Echad, you can't change even one Pasuk by this. Okay, that's the conclusion of Kuf Tezayin. Let's start Kuf Yud Zayin. About Birkas Hashanim. So says the Mechaber, Birkas Hashanim Tzarech Loimer Boh B'Yemos HaGeshamim V'Sein Tal U'Motor. That's what we say in the winter months. U'Maschilim Lish U'Motor B'Chutz La'aretz. So when in Chutz La'aretz do we start requesting for the rains to fall? P'Tefilas Arvis Shoyim Shishim Acher T'Kufas Tishrei. 60 days after the equinox.
One second, I think the equinox is in September and March. It's the solstice, which is in June and December. Okay, v'yom tkufas hu bichlal hashishim, and the day itself is part was in that cheshbon of 60. Then ve'eretz Yisrael maschil lishol mileo zayin b'mar cheshvan on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan, v'sholin ad tefilas hamincha ad erev yom tov harishon shal Pesach. Up until the mincha, right before Erev Pesach, u'misham ve'elach, then afterwards, chalamoid, we start poskin milishol, we stop making this request. Says the Mishnah Berurah now in Sivkan Al Hashanim, v'anusach sab'enu mituvecho, that was satisfies from your goodness, u'visidah ha'ri kosav mituvoh, from it, from going on Eretz Yisrael. There are differences between Nusach Sfard and Nusach Ashkenaz. I actually saw something interesting in the Tosher Siddur, called Avodas HaLevi. They make a chilak. The normal Nusach is V'sab'enu mituvah, but in the footnote it says, Im yotzi l'derech omer mituvecho. Interesting. I'm not sure what the source of that is, why that is, but that is brought down in the Tosher Siddur. Okay, so now it continues in Sifkot and Beis, but Tefilas Arvis, I'm Bir Halacha. So let's look in the Bir Halacha, and he brings a whole raid over here. Says the top bir halacha, b'tefilas arvis kosev chai adam b'shem pri chodosh. The b'di'evin, imis palav shachach talamata. You forgot
and you didn't say talamater, monin me'es la'es. We count from a 24-hour period. Lefi zeh, kevin she'ein tekuvas tishrei, nofeles ele be'gimel shos obetes, shos belayla obayom. It comes out of the third hour or the ninth hour, during the day or the night. La'olam ein sarach lachzer b'tefilas mariv harishonis. You would never have to go back on the mariv at the first time. Kevin she'dayin lo nishlim samach yom me'es la'es. It's not been a full 60 days, 24 hours. V'chein, im hatekufa nofeles b'yom, if it would come out during the daytime, you wouldn't have to go back even for the shachris, because it's not, if it's provided that you daven before 3 hours of the day. And if the tekuf would come out during the ninth hour and you daven mincha before the ninth hour, you don't have to go back. Ad kan l'shono. Again, this is all according to Chai Adam from the pre-chodesh. V'aprimagodim hevi le-pre-chodesh v'kos of a love. Eini yodeya im lismo chalav bezeh. I don't know if you can actually rely upon this. Ki ein halacha ka avi ha'ezri bezeh. Al koponim mechuyub lehispalo umasne. You have to daven. You make the following tonight, as we saw so many times already. Besimin kuv zayin ubesefer machzi kabra. Again, this is the tonight. If I'm chayav to do this, then this is a tashlum. And if not, it's tefilas nadav. But that's what we spoke out. Right, then he quotes here pasuk behedya delok pri chodesh. We don't follow this. Vegam habal derech achayim lo hizkir klal shum nafkamina bein yom rishon l'shar yom. He doesn't say there's any difference from when what day you didn't do it. Vegam ibir hagro mashmel lechara de psika le de ein halachik ravya bezeh. Not to follow this, but again, that's the bir halacha that the Mishnah Berurah referred us to. Siv katin gimel shayom shishim on the 60th day kilomer pitzefilas arvis maschel yom. Shishim, on the marv of the 60th day, va'az yach reads, you make the hachroz, the announcement, hashamash, the gabbai says, la'achar hakadish, kodam tevila talamotor, b'chadei sheyedu loymer, v'sein tal umotor, v'im lo hichriz, afa pichin yoimru, right? You would still do this even if they didn't make the announcement. Dalad hashishim, the 60th day, kilomer, yoim shenof lubot kufas, mechashvi mechlal hashishim, that day is included within the 60. Counting. Afilu im hatakufa nofeles bechatzi yoim olacherkach. Even to fall out in the middle of the day or after that, rak shehek tzas kodem halayl. A little bit before, as long as it's going to come out sometime before the night. Ula olam shnei yomim mebein hatakufa la'sheela. The 2 days between the tekufa and the sheela, de im hatakufa beyom aleph, hasheela tefilas arvis hashaycha hashayacha liyom dalet. It's going to happen 2 days later, meaning not, it'll come out on a Sunday, so it's going to come out, you'll have the Sunday, the 2 days of what's called Monday and Tuesday in between, and then it'll be on the night of Tuesday night going into Wednesday. In the Dirshua, number 3, brings down what the possible dates for that, I mean, November 22nd, November 23rd. Lamaisa nowadays, we hold that it's either December 5th or 6th, depending on how many days February is, depending on the leap year, etc., like that. Okay. Sivkat and Hebe Eretz Yisrael, Lefish Hashan Tzarech Ligasham, because there they need the rain earlier, so they make the request earlier. Fish Gavohu Mikol Haratos, it's spiritually higher up than every other land. Masha'en came Begol, which is different than the diaspora. Va'on Bechol Chutz La'aret, Bosa B'nei Gola de Bavel Azlina. We follow like the B'nei Gola of the in Bavel, of modern day Iraq. So what do you do if you are, an Israeli who's in Chutz La'aretz or vice versa? So he brings here, Ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz olehefech, im da'at b'toch shan l'achzor sho kimakomo. So if you're an Israeli and you just happen to be here on business, so you follow what you do in Israel. Or the opposite, if you're an American, you're in Fais and Israel, you go like where you do in America. The im da'ato acher shan, if you're going to go not, you're going to be here the full year, then sho kimakom shehu sham, then you follow the minhag amakom where you are now. Afa pi sheish lo isho bonim b'beisu, even if you have your wife and kids or elsewhere, and they're going to remain there, you still follow where you are because this is where you are going to be for the year. King Kosso Prichodosh, Viva Primagodim, Sefer Birke Yosef, Hiskim Beshem Kama Gedolim, Vidas Maraz, Gutta Mari Molko. The whole Echad Yisha Kevene Ha'ir Hanim Tzaba. You go like you are where the people that you are staying with. Udalok Prichodosh, Ain Shah, not like the Prichodosh who disagrees. Lechora, Medire Habeir Heitev, Mashma Dehe Mairi Davka Be'ein Dait Alach. So that's only when you're not planning on returning. You have to look in the sources as to where they're getting this from. Then we said that it's different it's different from Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, they start Milel Zayin of the month of Mar Cheshvan. But if you didn't do it, right, you go back. It's not like if you forgot to say Yal V'Yavo in Rosh Chodesh. Desham, the reason for that, you don't go back. Because you don't, the Beis Din didn't meet at night, so therefore, if you forgot Yal V'Yavo in Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back. King calls B'Seif Birkei Yosef, B'Seif Zechola Avram, Mitzadid. So if you look in the Dirshu, he has in number 10 over here, he says, they're going to announce, they make that announcement, they're going to make the announcement. They only mean that during the daytime. Because that's where you have the whole tzibur. Again, we saw that you don't want to have people doing it in, I'm saying agudos, that you don't have people doing it different times, everyone. So send the same deal over here. If you didn't say it at nighttime, talamater, you would not have to, go back. Okay, then the last one is Sholin Ad. We go up till Erev Pesach, Kilomer, Va'ad Bichlal, up to and including that day itself. Ve'ein Chile, Pepsika, Bein Eretz Yisrael, L'chutz Oretz. And in this regard, so in the terms of stopping, there is no distinction. The starting time was different, but the ending time is the same for people who live in Israel and people who live in Chutz La'aretz.